This is USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown and says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
He emphasized that border concerns can't be addressed if the government closes. Republicans blame Democrats for overspending last year's budget, stated that Americans deserve an open government and a secured border. The U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody. North Korean state media announced yesterday that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from the country. King had been taken into North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour instead of boarding a flight back to the U.S. Retailers in Philadelphia are now taking stock of the aftermath following extensive looting last night. Deputy Commissioner John Stanford said police were dispatched to Center City, where around 100 individuals targeted retail establishments such as Apple Store, Lululemon, and Foot Locker.
What we had tonight was a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
Approximately 15 to 20 arrests were made. These incidents of looting followed a peaceful protest held earlier in the evening. Tonight in California, seven Republican presidential candidates are scheduled to debate. Among the contenders are Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fox News will be hosting the second GOP debate, which will again be skipped by former President Trump, the frontrunner of the party. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's camp about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability, given his age of 80 years old. Six people are dead, including three children, after a train crashed into a car crossing a railroad track in the Tampa area. A group in an SUV was on their way to a home just across the railroad tracks when the train crashed into them. Four males, three females were in the car, some of them children. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says a witness parked by the tracks honked the horn to try to get the group's attention and indicated that the train's engineer sounded his horn as well as he tried to slow the train but was unable to avoid the crash. Looking for work? Look to UPS.
UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time jobs, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. The positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. I'm John Schaefer.
And we finally know who's going to be performing at halftime at the Super Bowl in February at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. It's Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.